Daf is Daf Achav Zayin. Today's learning is sponsored by Harry Pfeffer, the Nishmas Yehudis Bas Shmaya HaKoin, and by anonymously by in Refurshim rather Dina Cyril Bas Chava, Sher Refurshim Mishtoch Sharchol Yisrael. So the top of Achav Zayin went off. Here we are four lines down. Two dots. The Gemara says Elohein Mados Mamados rather Lefishin Emar Tavis Bnei Yisrael Vechule. So the mission was talking about what the Mamados were in a base in the pasuk of the Tavis Bnei Yisrael. It was unclear exactly what the Gemara meant by that. The mission meant by that. How is that a source of Mamados? And so the Gemara explains that my Kamar. What exactly did the Gemara mean? And the Gemara answers Hachi Kamar. Elohein Mamados. The following are Mamados. Uma Tam Tiknu Mamados. And what was the reason? What was the motivation for Misakin Mamados? Says the Gemara Lefishin Emar, because it says in the pasuk Tzavis Bnei Yisrael Emarta Aleihem Es Karboni Lachmi Leishai, and so on. This Gemara says we bring a carbon on behalf of all Am Yisrael. Veheyach Karbono Shel Adam Karev Vehu Eino Omod Al Gabav. How could it be that a carbon is brought and the person is not standing upon the carbon, and therefore you have to have a representation? You have to have someone representing the Tzibur Klai Yisrael standing near the carbon, near the base Magdash and the Mikdash, and that exactly that's what a Maimed was. The Gemara says, "Hiskinu Nevim Harishonim." The earlier Nevim, they were Mesakein Esim V'Arba Mishmaros. They felt there should be 24 different Mishmaros, and each Kohen split up into different families. 24 posts. They worked twice a year. The Al Kol Mishmar Mishmar Haya Mamid V'Yushalayim Shakwanim Shilavim V'Shal Yisraelim, and each Mishmar had a corresponding Maimid that matched up to them, and where it had a group of each of the three areas, Kohanim Shilavim Yisrael, would go to Yushalayim. And Higiyaz Man Mishmar Laalos, when it came at that time for a particular Mishmar to ascend to Har Bayis, Hakwan Levim Olin and Yushalayim, they would go to Yushalayim and they'd read the whole of the Kriyas Torah and they would fast all week of the Maimon. So Gemara says, Tanya Rabban, the Brisa teaches us, Esen V'Arba Mishmaros Beretz Yisrael, Ushtem Asrei B'Yericho. There were 24 Mishmaros that were in Eretz Yisrael overall, and 12, another 12 in Yericho. So Gemara says, Shtem Esrei B'Yericho, there are 12 in Yericho, how could that be? Nefishalu Tuva, that means there's going to be 36 total Mishmaros, and we said that there are only 24. Ela Shtem Esrei Mehen B'Yericho, 12 of the 24 go actually to Yericho, not to Yushalayim. So there are 24 total, 12 go to Yushalayim, 12 go to Yericho. Why do 12 go to Yericho? So Gemara explained, Higiyuz Man HaMishmar La'alo Sechati Mishmar Haya Ole Meretz Yisrael Yushalayim, half go to Yushalayim. The Chati Mishmar Haya Ole Miyericho, others say Liyericho. There's a machlokus. We show what it means. Unclear exactly how Rashi interprets this, but the Gemara explains Kedei Shisapku Maim Mazon Lachim Shev Yushalayim, in order that it could find food for people, food and water for those in Yushalayim. So what does that mean exactly? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains here. The Gemara Rashi says here that Kilomar Keta Hayu Yud Beis Biyericho Kishyagiyaz Man HaMishmar La'alosh Yushalayim B'Shabes Mischalkin Anshe Mishmar. They divide up the Anshe Mishmar. Chetzian Holchin Yushalayim La'avoda. 12 go to work in the base of Mikdash. V'chetzian Holchin Yericho. 12 go to Yericho. Hasmuchel Yushalayim U'Misaknin Sham Mayim U'Mazon La'achim. And they go begin to prepare food for the Mishmar. It seems that, well, the 12 Kohanim would work, 12 Mishmaros, the other 12 would go to Yericho, somehow make parnasa and feed and sustain the other 12 who are working, and then they would swap it. And that's what Rashi seems to say. Rabbeinu Gershom has a different shot. Rabbeinu Gershom writes, if you look on this side, if you could catch it quickly, he says, Komishra Mishra Ola Chatzi Meretz Yisrael V'Chatzi Mi Yericho. He says, not to Yericho, but they come from Yericho, that the Hainu Shemeshrei Meretz Yisrael, Shemeshrei Yericho, Lama, so the why so much? Because called Mishmar Chetzim Yericho Lefishayu Kroven Lishlam. It was very close. Misapkin Mazon Lachim Sharp. So it sounds like that 12 Mishmaros would come from Yericho. This way, when they come from Yericho, they could bring food to the other Mishmaros coming from elsewhere. I guess it was very close. They were able to bring food and drinks. So they came from Yericho. What Rashi says, they actually went to Yericho as part of their Mishmar.
It seems that there were 24, Joseph, were split in half.
It was 24. They were split in half. What do you mean? Yeah, 2 weeks.
And it says that half of them were in Yericho, half of them were in Yerushalayim. So it's not 12, it's really 24, that part of them were in Yericho.
You know, that's right, the 24. So then when they go up, so 12 would go, 12 of them would go to Yerushalayim. Again, the Pashup shot, I think, is like Rabbeinu Gershom.
Meaning that each Mishmar had 2 weeks, half of them went to Yerushalayim, half of them to Yericho. So why would they count 12 and 12?
No, because because half would go to Yerushalayim, half would go to Yericho.
It's part of one Mishmar anyway.
No, I think it's talking about the Mishmar itself. The families would come, let's take it from the Rabbeinu Gershom's understanding.
What's taking is that each mishmar in itself had 24.
No. No, 24. So let's say Reuven, family of Reuven, let's say, would call, let's take Rabbi Yerushalmi from understanding. They would come from Yericho when it was their week, and they would come from Yericho. Shimon lived somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael. They would come the second week from somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. So some type of split here. And it seems the family that would come from Yericho would bring food with them, and it would, I guess, last for a couple weeks for the next Kohen who would come from Yerushalayim. Again, unclear exactly what's going on here, but somehow Yericho was a big source of food to sustain the others. But I wasn't referring to one mishmar where they split up on that same week. Uh-huh. I mean, one week came from Yericho, the next week came from Yerushalayim.
They used to bring food for the next mishmar.
That's what it seems like, but no one really elaborates what that means, that they're bringing food for everyone else. So then the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Makvinis HaKarbon, that these three groups, so when it comes to the Maimidah, if they were not present, there was no Maimidah, it was actually Makeva, prevent the carbon from being Yotze. The Masnis Satan and the Braisa teaches us that Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Kohanim Levim Klishir Makvinis HaKarbon. He added another element that he also took out Yisraelim, but he said also Klishir, that's also Makvinis HaKarbon. If there was no instrument playing along with the carbon wasn't accepted. So, b'mai kemiflegi, what's the machlokas, whether klishir is ma'akiv the carbon or not? The Gemara says the basic machlokas we saw in Masechah Sukkah, we saw in Masechah Se'irich a while ago. Mar saver ikir shira b'peh, umar saver ikir shira b'kli. What is the primary way of singing, accompanying the carbon? Some say it was by the voice, b'peh. And the instruments were simply to enhance and to embellish it, but it wasn't ma'akiv. And the other opinion, the Masisa, Rabbi Shimon Elazar felt that it was shira b'kli. The instrument was really the ikur shir, and without that, it would not be considered a carbon. If you look at Tosis for a second, that bottom Tosis here, he says, Mar, saver ikur shir bepeh. The primary way to accomplish the shir is by singing. L'chach, therefore, ha-kol ksherim afil psulim afil mamzerim lomar shir. So it's a bit of a girsa issue here, but the one who holds that shir peh is the ikur, so that anyone could play really the instrument. They say it really should mean lomar shir bekli. That's what it should really say. Even a mamzer can, because it's not really the ikur shir. To lahavi el bepeh, because the only way to accomplish the shir, the best way, the ikur way, is bepeh. But in terms of the instruments, anybody could play the instruments. Ulman damar ikur shira bekli. The one who thinks the primary way to accomplish a shir is by instruments. Imkein tzarchu kohanim olavim daha kli zemer hi hakadosh. Has to be dafka kohen olavi, because the instrument had some clay sharis to it, and that would be a nafkamina. Again, who would be able to play the instruments? Gemara now says, Amar Rav Chama bar Gurya Amar Rav. Moshe tiken lehem liYisrael shmona mishmaros. He's masakin eight different mishmaros. Arba me Elazar varba me Isamar. Four from Elazar, Elazar the son of Aaron, and four from came from Isamar, the other son of Cohen of Aaron Cohen. So Bashmul Shmuel came and took these eight and divided al Hamidan al Sheishes. Right, he divided it up and doubled it to 16. But David came along with Hamidan al Esrim Varba. He doubled it. He added another eight to make it 24. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk in Devar Yamim, Shnas Harbarm Lamalchus David. Nidrashu vayimatzei behen gibori chayil biyar gilad. And the pasuk goes on to say further that it ended up being the source of 24 mishmaros. That was his institution of David HaMelech. So it started with 8, 16, and then ultimately 24. So Gemara says, Meisive, Moshe tikin lehem liYisrael shmona mishmaros, and arba melazar arba miyisamar, but David shmul vemidem al esim v'arba, shenemar hema yisad David, Ushmul Hara Bemunasam. So Gemara earlier said Shmuel was a step in between. He said 16, but here Shmuel's coupled with David, that there was actually jumped from 18 to 24. We missed the whole step. So Gemara says Hachi Kamar Miyasoda Shod David Ushmuel Haramasi Hamidim Al Esim Varba. What the Gemara means to say is in combination, in tandem of both David and Shmuel, both of their takanas, in the end, the final sum was 24. But in Echanami, there was a step of Shmuel along the way that created 16. The Gemara is just talking about in the aggregate, there's a total of 24, including the contributions of both David and Shmuel together. So Gemara quotes now another Rai, Satani Idach. Moshe tikan lehem liYisrael sheish esrei mishmaros. Here Moshe established 16 mishmaros. Shmona Elazar may Elazar and Shmona may Isamar. Ukisharabu bnei Elazar b'albnei Isamar. When there were more people, members of Elazar's family, so then chilkuma, they divided them up to 16. That's what happened. It seemed like initially there were 8, and then he divided them into 16, and then hamidim al esim v'arba, then turned into 24. Shenamar vayimatsu bnei Elazar rabim. The Rosh Gvarim, the times of David, when B'nai Elazar had more people from B'nai Isamar, Vayichalkum l'vnei Elazar roshim l'beit avos shishasar. So that was the motivation for making 16 more, a total of 16, l'vnei Yisamar l'beit avos hamashmona. So six. Really what happened was 16 came from Yisamar, from Elazar, and 8 from Yisamar. So again, according to this initially, it was 8 and 8. And then Elazar had more people, so David added another 8 to Elazar, making it 16 and 8, totaling 24. Vomer tits further in the pasuk, beis av echad achaz l'Elazar, v'achaz achaz l'Yisamar. So here we see that they added, seemed to be an added extra name to Elazar. If you look at Rashi, I think Rashi explains this drasha here. Rashi says, if you look at two lines down, two wide lines down, Rashi says, echaz echaz l'Yisamar, Mashaya mitchila echaz l'Yisamar, achuz mata kibitchila shlo harbu elam shum beizav. So it sounds like achaz means he remained the same achuz he had initially. He still had that achuz later on. While Elazar, he was added another one. Beizav echad echaz. It sounds like there was an echad echaz, an extra achuz added to Elazar, but Yisamar's achuz remained the same as 8, and even now is 8 as well. That's the drasha of this pasuk. So the Gemara says, Maiva Omer, what exactly is this extra pasuk being added? The chitema, because if you wanted to say the initial pasuk where we said Elazar had more people, that's why we added another 8 mishmaros to Elazar. The chitema again, heichad nefisha ben Elazar, hachinam nefisha ben Yisamar. One might have thought, just like the population of the family of Elazar increased, maybe also Isamar's family also increased. So you should add shmona, you should add 8 to both. Mekara arba havu, but maybe really there was 4 for Yisamar, and now there are 8 for Yisamar. I mean, in other words. When the pasuk said that there were 16 for Elazar and 8 for Yisamar, maybe what really you could have learned was initially there's really 4 in the times of Yisamar, and then Moshe and then David added a total of 8 in the times of him, his generation, to imply that Isamar's family grew as well. Tashma Gemar says no. Base av echad achaz l'Elazar, achaz achaz l'Yisamar. What we're learning from here is that the family of Yisamar never increased. Meaning this Brisa felt that Moshe Rabbeinu's time, he was misaking 8 mishmaros to Yisamar, not 4, but 8, and that remained 8 even in the times of David HaMelech, as opposed to Elazar had 8 in the times of Moshe, and that increased to 16. So somehow, again, there would have been a Havamina that maybe Isamar's population also grew and also had additional mishmaros, and the Gemara wanted to underscore that idea that was not the case, rather he may remain the same as 8 mishmaros. In the end of the day, the Gemara says, this is Tiyufta, the Rav Chama Bar Gurya. Because we said Anushi Moshe was the one who was masakin 4 mishmaros, and this brayso clearly says that Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin 8 mishmaros. So there's a stira. So the Gemara says Amar Lach Rav Chama Borguria Tanai. Rav Chama says it's a machokas tanaim, and I pass like a different brayso. So it's a machokas tanaim whether it was 4 or whether it's 8. V'ana damri kiatana damri shmona. So I'm the one who holds that there were really 8 initially, totally 8, 4 from Isamar. 4 from Elazar, while this Brisa says there was initially 8 from each of them, so it's machlokas tonight. So Gemara now says that at the very end of the Amud here, Tanir Rabbanan Arba Mishmaros Alu Min HaGola. There were 4 different Mishmaros of Kuna that came from the time from with Ezra during Bais Sheni from Chutz La'aretz. But the Elohim, the 4 that returned, were Yedaya, Harim, Pashur, V'Imer. These are names of families. There's actually there's an island, Uri Kohn. If you know Uri Kohn, who lives in Woodmere, he comes from an island that their Kohanim, when I was once washing his hands for Yontif, he said, where I come from, we wash our own hands. I said, why? Because he said that he came from an island that did not return in the times of Ezra. They have a tradition. They stayed there, they did not return, and Ezra cursed them that they should never have a Levi live in that island, so no one should ever serve the Kohanim. So he's of the families that did not return. Only 4 families returned, and these are the 4 we just listed. So then the... What? Where he is, yeah. So Gemara then says v'chilkum. So then they end up dividing these 4 families. They divide them v'hamidim al esim v'arba, and then there are 24 mishmaros of these 4 families. Ubalama unasim v'kalpi. They mix up the different mishmaros and mix it in like a box. Uba yadaya v'nata chilko chel chavero. So Yadaya took his and he took someone else's because again they divided 4 families into 6 now. So each family got 6 mishmaros to work. So he took his and another few. V'chel chavero and sheish, he had a total of sheish, and then ba'charim v'natal chelka v'chel chavero of sheish, he took a total of 6 as well. V'chein pashka v'chein imor, they ended up taking each of the 4 families took a total of 6 mishmaros throughout the year. This was also the stipulation made about, through the Nevim. Sheafilo Yehoyariv Rosh Mishmaros Ola Lo Yedacha Yedai Mimkamo. Even if Yehoyariv, who was considered, he was the first Mishmar in the times of Bais Rishon, he was the first one. If his family decides to return at some point later in history, we have a Mesara that he cannot push off Yedaya, who was most nefesh to return with Ezra. Yedaya now has a bilis and knocks off Yehoyariv. Al Yedayak Iker, the Yarav Tvafilo. Yedaya always remains the Iker, and Yehoyariv becomes secondary to that of Yedaya because they did not return. So Gemara now says, V'Yisrael Shiba also Mishmar Miskansin Baren V'Karin Be'Amayis of Rashis. So he said, so what do the Yisraelim do as part of the Maimed? So they would go to their local shul, and they would daven, and they would read Kriyas HaTorah for Ma'is of Rashis. So Menachem Emile, how do you know that they read Ma'is of Rashis? What's the correlation between Ma'is of Rashis and the Maimed? The point of the Maimed was that people represent Klai Yisrael to be Omen Al Gabe the Karbon. So why are you reading Ma'is of Rashis? So the Gemara explains that Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Rav Asi, Il Mali Mamados, had not been for the Mamados, Lo Niskaimu Shemayim Aretz, then the world wouldn't exist. Shinem Aretz in the Pasuk, Vayom Hashem Elokim Bama Eda Ki Irishana. So Avram says to Hashem, how do I know I'm going to be Zochah to inherit the land? Give me some proof. So he says, Amar Avram, Ribon Sha'olam, Shema Yisrael Chotin Lufanecha, Vata Osalem Kedur HaMabul. Maybe they're going to sin, and you're going to wipe them out like you did to Dor HaMabul. So give me some guarantee that you're going to keep them alive and not going to wipe them out. Or Kedur HaFlaga, one of those two generations, you're going to wipe them out. So Amar Le, Hashem responded back, Lav, I'm not going to wipe them out. I'm not going to do what I did to Dor HaFlaga, Dor HaMabul. So Amar Lefanov, so he's, Avram says to him, Ribono Shalom, Hodieni Bema'i Rishana, tell me, with what? With what will I know that I'll be able to pass on this inheritance to them? That no chay will destroy them. Amar Le, he says, Kali Egla, Mishulashes, Vez Mishulashes, Vegomer. He talked with the Brisbane Masarim, take this type of calf and that type of goat, and take a bunch of birds and divide it, and a whole Brisbane Masarim was made. And that was the guarantee, the promise, the treaty that they made. So Amar the fun of, so Avram says, back to Hashem, okay, Ribono Sholom, this makes sense. Tinach, Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Kaim. This all makes sense when there's a base of Mikdash and they can bring Karbanos, fine. So this makes sense. But how about we know most of, unfortunately, most of history, there is no base of Mikdash. So what's going to be Bizman Shain base of Mikdash Kaim? So Mat Teilem, what's going to be? What's going to protect them? Amar lo, Hashem says, Kfarti Kantilem, Seder Karbanos, Bizman Shakarn Behen Lefanai, Ma'ala Lavanik Alehem, Kilo Hakrivim Lefanai. I was very established that those who recite the psukim of karbanos, it's ki'ilu, they're bringing makriv of the karban, v'ani mocha lehem al kavanosim. And through that, even though there's no actual karban, but through the reading of the karbanos, they'll be considered as if they're bringing the karbanos. And that's the idea. And therefore, since the world depends on karbanos, that's why they read Ma'is of Brachos during the week of Mamados, because it was about karbanos and the relation of the karbanos protecting all of Am Yisrael. There is an interesting discussion, a couple of discussions about this concept of Kol HaOmer Chatas Kilu Hikruv Chatas. Number one is it simply reciting the Pesukim? Is that Ki'ilu when you just read the Pesukim? Or is it when you learn the Pesukim, understand the Pesukim? So that's the Machlokis in the Rishon, whether or not you have to read them or even understand them for this concept to be true. That's point number one. Point number two, the Chavetz Chaim discusses, does this din apply only to Kachim? Is this unique din by Kachim, or does this apply by other things? If I want to learn Hilchos Shemitah, here in Chotar, is that Ki'ilu I'm being Mekayim Shemitah? If I want to learn Hilchos Peah, is it Ki'ilu I'm being Mekayim Peah? So that's a discussion that's found in the various Achronim. So now the Gemara says further, we are in the last narrow line on Chav Zayinam Abeiz. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanam, Anshei Mishmar, Hayu Mispalin Al Karbon Achem, She is Kabel Baratzon. So the Anshei Mishmar, the Kohanim, when they bring the Karbon Tamer, they daven on behalf of Klai Yisrael. The Anshei Maimida, Miskansin Leves Knesses, at the same time, then my mothers would go to the shuls, the Yoshua and the Arba Tainos, they would fast 4 days, B'Sheni, B'Shabbos, B'Shishi, B'Revi, B'Chamishi. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they would not fast Sunday, nor on Friday. We'll see why. So Gemara says, B'Sheni, on the second day, who are they daven for? Al Yordayam, those who travel overseas, the sailors, they daven, they shouldn't be hurt. They should stay alive, be healthy and well. B'Shlishi, on the third day of the week, Al Holchem the Bar, they'd focus on those who are traveling by desert. Ubrevi, the Wednesday, Al Askara, a certain illness. Shalotipal Al Tinokos, that children should not have such a terrible disease. Bechamishi, the fifth day of the week, Al Ubros, Menikos, Ubros, Shaloyapilu, that those who are pregnant should not have a miscarriage. And Menikos, Shianikos, Benem, and those who nurse should be Zochatu to nurse, have enough to nurse their children. Uber Shabbos, Lo Hayu, Misanin, they wouldn't fast on Friday, maybe they covered Shabbos, we don't fast on Erev Shabbos. The one exception is Aser B'Tavis when that falls out that way. And Kavachomer B'Shabbos Atzmon, certainly Shabbos itself, we don't fast. So that makes sense why Friday and Shabbos is a fast day, but the other days there is a fast day. What about Sunday? So why didn't they fast on Sunday? Be'echa B'Shabbos my time. So lo. So Amar B'Yochanan B'Pnei HaNotzim, because the Notzim, the Christians, they had the Yom Tov on Sunday, Rashi explains. So because of that, we didn't want to have some special day there. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes here, he says, where'd that go? Mibnei Notchim shows so Yom Tov Shalem. That was a certain shtickle Yom Tov to them. So therefore, if we were to fast on that day, they would think we're like somehow doing the opposite of them. That would cause some type of animosity amongst them. So we didn't want to have like a whole fasting when they celebrated Yom Tov. We wanted to stay parv. That's the Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar Mibnei Shu Shlishi Yitzir. No, because it's the third day of creation of Adam. Adam Rishon was created on day one. And it means Sunday is day three. And the concept is on day three of a person's birth, when he's brought to the world, it's dangerous. He's very weak after the trauma. So here as well, and we're trying to each week celebrate the recreation of the world. So Sunday is the third day from when Adam was created. And that seems to be a deeper understanding why we wouldn't fast on a Sunday. Reish Lakish Amar Mipnei Neshama Yisera. Davar Reish Lakish and Neshama Yisera Nitna Bob Adam Erev Shabbos. We get Neshama Yisera on Erev Shabbos. Uve Matzei Shabbos No Linosami Meno. And on the Motzei Shabbos, we actually gets taken, as we know. So, by the way, I'll tell you an interesting thing in a second. Just occurred to me right now. Shenamar Shabbos vayinefash kevin sheshabbos. One Shabbos is over of the nefesh. We've lost the nefesh. So since we lost the nefesh, we're in shock, and therefore it's inappropriate. We can't really have the power, the strength to fast on Sunday. That's why we wouldn't fast. So I just note here because he said we get the Neshama Yisera on Erev Shabbos as opposed to Leil Shabbos. So there's a discussion in the poskim that some say, in the Chassidish poskim, they say, if a person does not go to the mikvah, he doesn't get an Neshama Yisera. That's what it's brought down. So it's hard to imagine. You don't go to mikvah, you don't get an Neshama Yisera on Shabbos. So the way they explain it is that no. If you go to the mikvah Erev Shabbos, you actually get the Neshama Yisera already on Erev Shabbos, you get it from the mikvah. If you don't go to the mikvah, then you get the Neshama Yisera on Leil Shabbos. Just from the Gemara, it says Erev Shabbos. I'm not sure if you can be medayik that you get it mamish before Shabbos as opposed to the night of Shabbos, but just something interesting. Gemara now says, it goes to the different halachas of how to divide the psukim up when reading the Maisa Bereishis during the week of the Maimon. So Gemara says, B'yom HaRishon Bereishis VaYirakiyah. So the first day they would read these two parshios of Bereishis. And the Gemara says, Tana Bereishis B'Shnaim. They read Bereishis in two different aliyahs, Kohen and Levi. And HaYirakiyah would be Echad would read one aliyah. So B'Shnaim, they say HaYirakiyah B'Echad, you read it as one aliyah, Tlasa P'suki Havi. It's only three psukim. El Bereishis B'Shnaim Chamisha P'sukei Havyar. It's five P'sukim. Hakari B'Torah All Yifchos Mishlosh P'sukim. So how could you read Bereishis two? If the five P'sukim, you're reading one Aliyah three, the other one two, but we know every Aliyah must have at least three Aliyah, three P'sukim. So how do you have three and two? So Gemara says two suggestions here. Machlokas Amarayim, Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Doleg, Ushmuel Amar Poseg. Doleg means repeat. Usually Doleg means to jump, but Doleg here in this context means to repeat. So they read Pasuk Al Beis Gimel, and then you read Gimel again, Dal Hei. That's where you get three Pesukim for both of them. Shmuel says, no. What you do is you split Pasuk Gimel. So you do Al Beis and half a Gimel, and then a Sheni for Levi, you do the rest of the Gimel, and then you do Dal and Hei, and you split it in half. So that's the Machlokas. So Rav Damar, what? Because Rav Damar, Dole, Rav says, you repeat the Pasuk, my time, Malo Amar Pesuk. Why didn't he say you could split it in half? So Kasabar, Kol Pesuka, De Lo Pasukim Moshe, Onen Lo Pasukim Inlein. If there's a Pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu didn't split, we have no right to split the Pesukim. We can only use the punctuations of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore we can't put a period in the middle of the Pasuk. And that actually leads to a number of different shilas in Halach Lamaisa. But either way, that's a concept. Ushmu Amar, Posek, no, you divide it. Umi Pasukim, are you allowed to do this? Vahamar Rabbi Chanina Kra, Karat Tsar Gadol Hayali, that he, Rabbi Chanina, had in terrible pain. Eitzer Rabbi Chanina Hagadol, why was he in such pain? Because lo hiter lo lifsok el tinoko shebeis rabban hol islamid asuim. So when it came to learning, teaching the young boys, learning how to teach psukim, you can't teach a whole pasuk, they're not going to chabah. You do every vayomer, and he said, you break it up like that, even though bringing the psukim, when it comes to teaching, you're allowed to break it up. But outside of teaching children, you can't break it up. Every pasuk must be read the entirety. So how could Shmuel suggest to be posek in the middle of pasuk gimel? So Gemara says, Shmuel, how some time am I? Why is there a heter to teach young children in breaking up the psukim in half? Because Mishum Delefsha, the children, otherwise they couldn't learn. To teach them a whole pasuk and tight shel pasuk, they wouldn't be able to learn. So it's Makom Yevshar, Hachanami Lofshar, here it's not possible either. There are only five psukim in Parsha Bereishis, so we're stuck. We can't create a sixth pasuk. So in a Makom Yevshar, then you can rely on, you could posuk. When you don't have to be posuk, then we invoke the Kol Psuk, the Lo Pasukim Moshe, Anu Lo Pasukim. So now the Gemara says, Shmuel, Hasam time am I? Sorry, I skipped the Shmuel, Amar Posik, my time alo Amar Dolig. But wait a second, there was another another option here. He could have done like Rav and say, repeat a Posik. What's wrong with repeating a Posik? That seems to be fine and well. So Gemara says, Gezeira, Mishima Nechnasim, Mishima Yotzim. There was a Chashash Gezeira for those who come in late and those who leave early. What does that mean? If you look at Tosas, Tosas explains the Baam Tosas here. Gezeira, Mishima Nechnasim, Hayotzim. Perish. Shanichnasin shlo ro harishonim shikara gimel psukim v'yirasheni shikara pasuk echad milamala yomru sharishon lo kara elishnei psukim. What's going to happen? A guy walks in late. He gets there for Levi. And Levi, they start from pasuk gimel and they do dal hey. He says, wait a second. That means Cohen read only aleph and beis. So he's going to think you could read two psukim. He didn't know that they repeated pasuk gimel. And the same thing for the same thing for Yotze. They only stayed for the Cohen. They have to catch a train. So they heard the Cohen read aleph, beis, gimel and they left. So, I guess Levi's going to get dal and hay only, and that's only two psukim. So in order to avoid that from happening, they had to repeat the psukim. I'm sorry, not repeating wouldn't work. They have to split it in half, rather. Split it in half. This way they would realize, they did two and a half psukim, and the other guy's going to read two and a half psukim as well, and that will be kilu, they're reading three total psukim. So now the Gemara asks the following question, Meisi Vei. Parsha, shoshisha psukim, korim osa b'shaim. A parsha of six psukim, you split into two. You can split into two if you wanted. Kohen and Levi, or any two aliyahs you want. Shel chamisha, if it's only five psukim, the parsha, then b'yachad, you're only allowed to read it as one aliyah. Vim rishon kore shlosha, if the first guy ends up reading three of the five psukim, he stopped early for whatever reason, and they already completed and said the bracha, then the sheni kore shnaim, mi parsha zu, and echad mi parsha cheres. So he reads two from that pasuk, and two from that parsha, rather, the remainder of the previous parsha, and then one from the next parsha to have a total of three. The Yeshomim Shlosha. He should read three of the next parsha as well. The Fish Ein Maschin Maparsha Pachos Mishlosha Psukim. It's a concept. When you start a section in the Torah, you have to read at least three psukim into the next aliyah. So even though you really only need one pasuk because he has two psukim remaining from the previous parsha, you only have to read one pasuk. But there are those who only have to read three psukim into the next parsha for different reasons. So Gemara says, wait a second, why is that the case? Man Damar Dolig Yilidlug. According to Rav, if you hold that you could repeat, so why not repeat that pasuk gimel again and then do dal and hey? In other words, there are five psukim. The Baal Kori read only three. Be mistake. He should have read more, but he stopped after three. So the next guy should read three again. Pasuk three, pasuk gimel, and dal and hey. And this way you have three psukim of that parsha. So that's a suggestion. Ulman damar posek lifsuk, the one who says you could stop. So maybe when they start reading the third pasuk, they should have just stopped short and say, let's stop here. We know you read a little bit more. And then continue the next guy, the next half of the pasuk. So why were these not two suggestions made by the Gemara? If Rav and Shmuel are really true. And the Gemara says, shiny hasam over there is islay ravcha. They have more psukim to read. In other words, when it came to Maaseh Bereishis, it was very limited what you could read. They're stuck to Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Yirakia. They did not allow you to read the next section because it wasn't shaykh for that day. But here we're talking about Parshas Nasah, for example, let's say. And therefore, okay, so maybe he read a little bit longer, but we're not trying to hop in another pasuk here. There are many more psukim to read. The rest of the Parsha, we're not limited. And therefore, doleg and posuk is only if you're really stuck, if you're stuck in a situation with limited psukim. But here, with the many more psukim to read, therefore, there's no real concern. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We first spoke about the Anshei Mishmar, how the purpose of the Maimed, rather, was in order to represent Klai Yisrael overseeing the carbon Talmud, because every carbon requires someone to oversee it. Then we discussed that there were a total of 24 Mishmaros, 12 from Eretz Yisrael, 12 from Yericho, different Pshatim, what that meant from Yericho. And then we spoke about this Brisa that the Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, in other words, Mamados, are Ma'akev the carbon, and the Machlokas, whether the Shir Kli are also Ma'akev, that was Taloy on whether or not Iker Shir Bepeh, Iker Shir Bekli. We discussed then historically four mishmaros, eight mishmaros, six mishmaros, 24 mishmaros, different brises of the from Moshe to Shmuel to David. But in the end, we all end up with 24. Discussion about the Isamar versus Elazar's family, which one was growing. Elazar had a larger family, therefore I had to add more. The times of Ezra, only four families returned back, and they ended up getting all the mishmaros. They divided four, got six posts. And then we discussed over the reason why the Mamadas read Maaseh Bereishis is because the Karbanos is what holds up the world, because without Karbanos, the world and Klal Yisrael would be destroyed. So the Karbanos and reciting of Karbanos is what protects us and keeps the world turning. And then we spoke about that the different days of the week, what the Mishmar would daven for different people, Holchei Midbaros, Holchei Yam, and so on. They would not fast on Sunday because of three different reasons. They wouldn't fast on Friday because of Kavod Shabbos, but the other 4 days of the week they would fast, and then how to divide the Pesukim up, and the Doleg versus the Posek. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.